USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is refusing to answer deposition questions as part of a civil investigation into his business in New York. The former president, using his constitutional right to plead the fifth in a probe carried out by the New York Attorney General, who's looking into whether the Trump Organization improperly reported real estate assets. According to the latest CPI, inflation is taking a breather in July.
Inflation in July dropped slightly to 8.5% from 9.1% a month earlier. The decrease was announced Wednesday morning by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The House is in session on Wednesday, and President Biden and the First Lady are in South Carolina for vacation. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
President Biden is signing into law the PACT Act for veterans who suffered toxic exposure to burn pits.
The PACT Act is the least we can do for the countless men and women who suffered toxic exposure while serving their country.
The bill expands access to health care and disability benefits for service members, and President Biden adds was long overdue. A member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps was charged for attempting to assassinate former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Matt Olson, Assistant AG for the Justice Department's National Security Division, says that the United States will work to disrupt every effort made by Iran to seek revenge within the United States.
This was not an idle threat. And this is not the first time we have uncovered brazen acts by Iran to exact revenge against individuals on U.S. soil. We will work tirelessly to continue to expose and disrupt every one of these efforts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is scoffing at the idea that New Yorkers may come to Texas to campaign for his Democratic opponent.
You know, I kind of feel like Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, Mayor. Make my day.
This as the governor reminds everyone on Fox News what New York City Mayor Eric Adams said regarding illegal immigration.
Mayor Adams said that they welcome in illegal immigrants. And now once they have to deal with the reality of it, they're suddenly flummoxed and they cannot handle it. They are now getting a taste of what we're having to deal with.
Republicans are demanding answers from the FBI after they raided the home of former President Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago Monday. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he thinks the action is unlawful and that they might eventually start turning to the American people if this keeps up.
The next step in this process is going to be that people who are supporters of Donald Trump or just conservatives complaining about this are going to begin to get harassed by, are going to begin to get labeled as potential insurrectionists and are going to begin to get harassed by law enforcement. That's the next step in this playbook, sadly.
Americans aren't optimistic about the ongoing COVID pandemic. A new Gallup poll revealed 41% of adults believe the situation is getting better. The number stood at 63% in the spring. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.